6:04, this is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. El Paso County is moving forward with the state's five-star program, which allows for increased capacity at local businesses by following certain COVID-19 safety measures. KRCC's Elena Rivera reports.
Joe Aldaz is the president of the Colorado Springs Hispanic Chamber of Commerce. He says some of the requirements, like new ventilation, might not make sense for every business, but he's happy there's options for folks.
At the end of the day, that's their livelihood, so they're going to do everything within the constraints that we're working in to continue to operate.
Aldaz says he sees the program as especially helpful for local restaurants. For example, indoor dining in El Paso County is at 25% capacity now. Under the five-star program, that could increase to 50%. County commissioners submitted an application to the state for the program this week and are waiting for approval. I'm Elena Rivera, KRCC News.
Denver has opened applications for its latest round of small business grants. The grants will range from $3,000 to $7,000 and go to businesses affected by COVID-19 restrictions, including restaurants and gyms. The money is from the state's Small Business Relief Program, which has $57 million in the budget. Later this month, the program will begin to aid restaurants and hotel workers who lost their wages because of the pandemic. Motorists may soon pay new fees to help pay for state road construction and maintenance. Colorado hasn't raised its gas tax since 1991. Legislative leaders, including Democratic Representative Matthew Gray of Broomfield, say they're looking to spread the cost as fairly as possible.
No one person and no one group, no one business has to pay everything. It's that we charge a little bit to everybody who is using the road.
That could mean new fees on gasoline sales, food delivery, and more. The legislative session is delayed because of the pandemic. It starts in February. I'm Mike Lamp. This is CPR News.